नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चकौपातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So we were hearing about Bharat Maharaj, how he had to take birth as a deer, and then he was born in the Brahmana family, and he played the part of a dumb, retarded person who was known as Jad Bharat.
Bharat Maharaj, he had to be born as a deer. 而且是呆迟钝，智力迟钝。 他的名字叫Jad Bharat.
So, as Jad Bharat, he had a strong body, a tall, strong body, and he was given the job to carry the palanquin of one king of Maharaj Rahugana.
Jad Bharat 呢，他个头又高又壮，身体非常强健，然后他就不得被抓来为一个国王 Rahugana 大军抬轿子。
Maharaj Rahugana was actually a devotee, and he was searching for spiritual truth, and he was making his way. He was trying to go to Kapila Muni's ashram at Ganga Sagar.
Kapila的ashram去找Kapila.
No, he wasn't going to find Kapila. Kapila wouldn't be there. It's a place of pilgrimage. So Maharaj Rahugan needed someone to carry his palanquin, so they thought Jad Bharat would do it because he had a good strong body, so they had him become one of the four carriers. You know, they have four people carry the palanquin, so he was one of the four.
这位大军的国王呢，他需要抬轿子的人，那需要四位轿夫，其中呢，他缺就缺了一个轿夫，就找来了扎达巴拉特来充当轿夫的角色。
But Jad Bharat was very careful that he didn't want to step on any insects who were on the path. So he would walk very slowly and very carefully so that he would not scratch any
insects. Jad Bharat 他小心翼翼地不要踩到任何的小昆虫，所以他走得非常的慢，因为他十分的小心。
So this caused the other palanquin carriers, they were walking at a different speed, because the other palanquin carriers, they were sudras, and they didn't care about other forms of life. They just walked.
因他的这个步伐呢，就跟别的教夫不一样，他们的步调就非常的不一致。别的教夫是梳着，根本就不在意踩不踩任何昆虫。
So they were walking fast, but Jadbarat was walking very slow, so it caused some disturbance to the king who was in the palanquin, that he was caused to have to be shaken around in the palanquin.
别的教父走得非常快，而扎德巴拉的呢走得非常慢，这就使得坐在轿子里的国王呢非常的心烦意乱。因为这个轿子就是抬得很不稳。
So when the king understood what was happening, the king spoke very harsh words and very insulting words to Jadbarat, and he threatened to have him beaten.
国王就非常的烦心，所以他就说出的话非常尖刻又难听，对扎德巴拉的呢加以侮辱，甚至要打他。
But Jadbarat replied to the words of the king. He replied to the words of the king, revealing himself to be a very enlightened, spiritually advanced personality.
扎德巴拉的对国王的回答呢，显示出他是一个已经开悟了的灵性上非常进步的人物。
Everything the king had said about Jadbarat had been countered by Jadbarat in his reasoning. For example, the king was saying that, you know, you're not the carrier. The king would say like, I know you must be very tired. You're carrying the palanquin.But Jadbarat would say, no, actually, I'm not carrying the palanquin. I'm a soul. I'm only in the body. My body may be carrying the palanquin, but I don't carry it.
印第安说了些对 Jadbarat 说出的什么样的话呢？ Jadbarat 都对他反唇相讥，都用他的言语回应了国王，用他的理由。比如说国王说，哎，我知道你一定抬着轿子非常累了。扎德巴拉的就说，你说的没错，我的躯体在抬着轿子，但是我并没有抬这个轿子，因为我是灵魂。
And Jadbarat told the king that you think you're the king, but actually you're not the king.You may be the king for some time, but actually you're a soul living in the body of a king. You think I'm your servant. I'm not your servant. I'm a soul living in a body which you want to serve you.
你觉得你是国王，但实际上你并不是国王。你只是在某一段时期内在成为了国王，但实际上您是灵魂。您认为我是仆人，但实际上我也不是仆人。我是灵魂，居住在这个躯体当中的灵魂。
So in this way, Jadbarat revealed himself to the king as being a very great devotee, a very spiritually advanced person. And when the king heard these words, then the king was very disturbed, and he understood that he had offended a great devotee.
Jadbarat 的这一番话就表明他是。伟大的奉献者，灵性非常的进步，因此呢，国王就感到非常内心很惶恐不安，感觉自己冒犯了这样一位伟大的奉献者。
But Jadbarat never considered himself a great devotee, and he considered whatever happened to him to be just the results of his past karma.
Jadbarat 从来不觉得自己是伟大的奉献者。他认为无论在他身上发生什么事情都是由他自己过往的 karma 所导致的。
He thought that this job which he had been given to carry the king's palanquin was his karma, it was some reaction from his past, and he had taken on the service.
加德巴拉德呢认为 他现在被强迫担任教夫的工作，也是由于他过往的 karma 所以导致的，他必须要从事这样的服务。
But the king, when he heard that how Jadbarat had spoken, then the king immediately got down from the palanquin and he came and he fell at the feet of Jadbarat.
当国王听完扎德巴拉的这番话之后呢，就立刻从轿子上，走下了轿子，倒在了扎德巴拉的足下。
Now the king, being in the position of being a king and being carried in a palanquin, gave him a lot of ego. But the words which Jadbarat had spoken were full of deep philosophy and deep meaning, and they smashed his false ego.
国王在他自己的作为国王的身份角色上，他是有很多的这种假我在里面。但是扎德巴拉德的话语呢，就是有着深深的哲理，这些话语就摧毁了国王的假自我。
So the king, but due to the words of Jadbarat, the king gave up that idea of thinking himself as the king, and he became humble.
因为扎德巴拉德这一番回应呢，这国王便放弃了他认为。认同于国王身份的这种概念。
And he came to Jadbarat and fell at his feet in such a way that he was showing that he was asking to be forgiven for the words, the harsh, insulting words which he'd spoken.
国王就拜倒在扎德巴拉德的足下，恳求。扎德巴拉德的宽恕和原谅，被他自己先前所说的尖酸刻薄、难听的话语、侮辱的话语，恳求扎德巴拉德的宽恕。
So then, Maharaj Rahugana prayed to Jadbarat that he said that, you know, I can see that you're wearing a Brahmin thread. So he said, I can understand you must become some kind of Brahmana.Or you're some kind of saintly person. But you didn't look like one because you're so covered with dirt. And I couldn't understand your position.
Rahugana 呢，国王开始祈祷。他说，我看见您佩戴着 Brahmana 圣线，看上去就像，您应该是一位圣人。可是您的外表呢？就身上有着尘土，您的外表并不像一个圣人的样子，所以我就不明白了。
I think you must be some kind of liberated soul who just travels the world without letting people know who you are, without notifying anybody.
您是一个解脱了的灵魂。您在这个世上旅行，不愿意让世人知道、注意到您。
So the king asked Jadbarat. He said, "Who's your teacher? Whose disciple are you? Where did you learn all this knowledge from?"
国王问：“您的老师是谁？您是谁的门徒？您是从谁那里学到了这一切呢？”
And where do you live? What's your place of residence? What's your mission in coming here? Are you trying to do some good for people like me? Please let me know who you are.
您住在哪里？您的居所在哪？您的使命是什么？我看见您好像是到这里是为了给世人带来好处。给像我这样的人带来好处，我想知道您是谁。
So there are two ways in which one may be connected to a family of spiritual knowledge. One is by birth in a Brahmana family, and the other is by initiation into the disciplic succession.
与一个有着灵性知识的家庭产生联系有两种方式。一种方式呢是投生在一个 Brahma 的Brahma 的家庭当中，另外一种方式呢是在一个使徒传系当中得到启迪。
Yes, if we're initiated into the Sampradaya, a bona fide Sampradaya, then we're connected to the Brahmana family, to a great Brahmana family of great Acharyas.
或者是我们在一个与一个真正的使徒传系有联系，从这个使徒传系获得启迪，或者是我们出生在伟大的 Brahmana 或者是伟大的 Acharya 的家庭当中一个人。
It's important to approach a spiritual teacher to get knowledge. So Maharaj Rahugana was accepting Jad Bharat like a guru.
接近一位灵性导师来寻求知识，这一点非常重要的。Rahugana Maharaj 便把 Jad Bharat 接受为他的 guru。
But you don't just become a guru just by wearing a sacred thread, just by having a Brahmin thread round your neck. You have to have advanced knowledge of spiritual life.
仅仅是你身上套着一条圣线并不够，这一点呢，那个并不代表什么。一个人还必须要获得进步的灵性的知识，有进步的有灵性上的生活。
So the birth in the family is very helpful to get that kind of education, spiritual knowledge. Born in a Brahmana family, or you're initiated into the line of disciplic succession.
或者是投身在 Brahmana 家庭当中，或者是经过启迪进入一个使徒传系，这两点都能有助于一个人得到灵性知识。
But if we want spiritual knowledge, it's very important to approach a spiritual teacher. And the spiritual teacher should be properly qualified.
因此要获取灵性知识的话，必须要接近一位灵性导师。但是这位灵性老师，他一定是必须有合格的灵性导师。
One qualification is that you're born in the Brahmana family, so from childhood, you learn, just like Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was not born in a caste Brahmana family, but he was born in a family, his father was a devotee, and he worshipped Radha and Krishna deities.
其中一个资格呢，就是投生在一个 Brahma 的家庭。从小就有机会接触到灵性的知识，但是并不是说一个人投生在一个种姓的婆罗门家庭。比如说像圣帕巴德，他出生在众信子的家庭，他父亲就崇拜的 Radha Krishna。
And when Srila Prabhupada was a young child, he wanted to do Rathiatra, and his father arranged it for him.His father arranged for all the young children to come together and they put on a Rathiatra festival.
When Srin Papa was young, he thought about the car festival, his father made an arrangement and invited the neighbor's children to come together to celebrate this festival.
This is one of the benefits of being born in a devotee Brahmana family.
这是出生在奉献者婆罗门家庭当中的好处。
In the same way, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual teacher, Om Vishnupad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he was also born in a Brahmana Vaishnava family. His father was the great devotee Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
圣帕巴德的灵性导师是 Om Vishnupad Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 而他的灵性导师也出生在一个 Brahmana Vaishnava 家庭，他的父亲是伟大的 圣 Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
So birth in a devotee Brahmana family means from the very beginning of one's birth, one has the opportunity to be trained as a devotee.
出生在 Brahmana Vaishnava 之家, 就意味着一个人从小就有机会在灵性上获得训练。
On the other hand, one may be initiated as a Brahmana by the take second birth with the initiation and become a Brahmana by initiation, Vaishnava initiation.
同样的，一个人也可以获得启迪，成为一位 Brahmana， 他得到二次启迪，得到一个。
So, the actual qualification for becoming a Brahmana is that not only one must be initiated, but one has to be trained by a qualified spiritual teacher.
成为和的 Brahmana 呢，不仅仅是得到启迪， 还需要得到灵性导师的训练。
One who is Brahmana is expected to know the scriptures and study the scriptures and to teach the scriptures.
一位 Brahmana 他应该研习经典，教导经典。
Or they're expected to worship the deity and teach others to worship the deity.
Brahmana 也应崇拜神像。 并且教导他人该如何崇拜神像。
We are often approached by people who want to be second initiated, but they don't do these things. They don't study the scriptures very much, and they don't worship the deities very much.
有的人他们会接近灵性导师，想从灵导师那里获得二次启迪，然而这些人。 他们自己并不去研习经典，也并不去崇拜神像。
So it's important that they should study scriptures and they should also take part in the worship of the deities.
所以他们应当研习经典，并且参加崇拜神像，这一点十分重要。
Sometimes you get devotees, they don't even know how to offer arti.
有的奉献者甚至并不知道该怎么供奉RT。
Every devotee should take some time, should take some turn to offer RT for the pleasure of the deities.
每一个奉献者都应该轮流为了取悦神像来为神像供奉RT。
Devotees want to be second initiated, there are other spiritual teachers in ISKCON that they will require that before they will give second initiation to a disciple, they must have completed the Bhakti Shastri course.
在ISKCON当中，有个灵性导师要求，倘若一个人想要得到二次启迪之前，他必须要通过了 Bhakti Shastri 奉爱经典课程的考试。
But some people, they want second initiation without this. They just simply read the books and they don't remember anything.
但是有的人,他们想得到二次启迪,他们就没有符合,并不符合要求,他们只是在那里读书,什么也记不住。
So the Brahman initiation is given as a facility to do more service.
Brahmana启迪只是给一个人便利条件去从事更多的服务。
That you will worship the deity and you will give classes, you'll give teachings to the other devotees.
他们之后呢可以去从事崇拜神像讲课给别人教导。
Because you're second initiated, these are expected. This is expected from those who are second initiating.
因为您已经二次启迪了，那您如果获得二次启迪之后呢，他理应应该从事上述的这些活动。
So it's a responsibility. Sometimes people want second initiation. They're not even chanting 16 rounds. But you want second initiation, you have to chant another 210 mantras every day.
210。所以一个Brahmana他应该履行自己的职责，有的奉行者甚至不念16圈，除了念诵16圈之外， 他理应还应该念诵另外210个 mantra.
Because the Gayatri mantra is chanted 3 times a day. And there are 7 mantras to be chanted each time. And each mantra is chanted 10 times. So 3 times a day times 7 times 10. Equals 210.
所以，以念诵，人应该，Brahmana应该一天三次吟诵 Gayatri Mantra. 这 Gayatri Mantra 呢，它是就是每一首 Mantra 是念诵10遍，一共7首 Mantra， 在一天三次，就是3×7×10，加起来就是210。
So if you cannot chant 16 rounds, why do you need to chant Gayatri Mantra?
如果您还念不了16圈，那还有什么必要去念 Gayatri Mantra 呢？
The qualification for the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra is one should be more situated more in the mode of goodness and away from the modes of passion and ignorance.
获得Brahmana启迪的资格，是一个人应该更多的处于善良属性，远离激情和愚昧属性。So
Maharaj Rahugana got down from the palanquin and he fell at the feet of Jadbharat and then he offered prayers begging forgiveness.
Maharaj Rahugana 就从轿子上走下来， 倒在Jadbharata的足下， 恳求为自己的错误， 恳求宽恕。
And he told him, he said, I'm not afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra, and I'm not afraid of the trident of Lord Shiva.
他说， 我并不惧怕 Indra, 天帝 Indra的霹雳， 也不惧怕 主Shiva的三叉戟。
I'm not afraid of the punishment of Yamaraj, the god of death.
我并不惧怕死神Yamaraj的惩罚。
I'm not afraid of fire, or the scorching heat of the sun, or the wind, or the weapon of Kuvera.
我不惧怕火，也不惧怕太阳的酷热，或者是强风，也不怕Kuvera的武器。
But I am afraid of offending a Brahmana. I'm very much afraid of this. So Lord Chaitanya also taught when he was teaching Rupa Goswami at Prayag, at the junction of the Ganga and the Yamuna. Lord Chaitanya taught Rupa Goswami. And he taught, one of the things he taught him was to be very careful not to ever offend a Vaishnava, a devotee. So Maharaj Rahugana mentioned many dangerous things, but the most dangerous thing was to offend a devotee.
Maharaja Rahuguna 他提及了很多危险的事物，但是他提及了最危险的一件事物，就是冒犯奉献者。
That's the most serious, so we must be very careful in our dealings with devotees.
这是最为严重的事件，所以当我们跟奉献者交往的时候，一定要非常小心。
We can lose all our spiritual advancement very easily by the mad elephant offense.
因为风向这个冒犯，我们可以非常容易的失去一切灵性的进步。
So Maharaj Rahuguna told Jad Bharat, he said that you have so much spiritual knowledge, but you were hiding it. You were not revealing it to us.
Rahuguna 大君就对 Jad Bharat 说，您拥有这么多灵性知识，然而您却把他们都隐藏起来了，并没有暴露出来。
So the king asked him, he said, why are you wandering around like you're some kind of madman?
他问国王，问加德巴拉特，您为什么像疯子一样四处漫游呢？
It's not possible for us to understand if the words which you have spoken are so full of knowledge and so deep in wisdom that it's very difficult for me to understand what you have said. So can you kindly explain it to me?
你所说的一句话都不可能理解，您说的话充满着知识和深深的智慧，普通人很难理解，您能否好心的对我加以解释呢？
Somebody like Jad Bharat, who is so advanced, such an elevated person, when he speaks, he does not speak ordinary words. He's speaking on a very high platform, so ordinary people cannot understand.
像 Jad Bharat 这样进步崇高的奉献者，开口讲话，所说的话并不是普通的话语，因此，只有非常高度进步的人才能理解，普通人，普通人很难理解。
The people who listen must also be advanced in order to understand the words of such people when they speak.
聆听的人，聆听的人，他们自己本身也必须非常进步，才能理解像 Jad Bharat 这样崇高进步的人所说的话。
That's why Lord Krishna did not just speak Bhagavad Gita to anyone. He selected Arjuna to receive the Bhagavad Gita.
当主 Krishna 讲述薄伽梵歌的时候，并不是对随便一个人讲述的。他选择了阿尔朱纳讲述了这门知识。
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhaktosime sakacheti rahasyam hiye taduttama. Krishna tells Arjuna that I'm speaking to you because you are my devotee and also my very good friend. Therefore, you can understand this knowledge.
Krishna 对阿尔朱纳说，因为你是我的奉献者，也是我的朋友，所以能够明白这一知识。
So, with great personalities, they don't waste their time speaking to the sudras, to the working ordinary people, unintelligent people, because they know they won't understand.
伟大的人物不会浪费时间。像俗者，像普通的缺乏智慧的人来讲话，因为他们是不会理解的。
Lord Chaitanya only spoke philosophy with very special intimate devotees who were very advanced.
这柴根念马哈巴布只向那些非常进步的、特殊的、亲密的奉献者来讲话。
He would speak with people like Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. These people, they were very intimate with Lord Chaitanya. But for the ordinary people, Lord Chaitanya would have Sankirtan. Let them have, take part in the Sankirtan. And in this way they can advance by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 只会和 Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar 这样的奉献者来 交流心声。 对于普通人, 他只会从事 Sankirtan, 让这些普通人参加 Sankirtan, 唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And when they get purified by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, then they will be able to understand the words of the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
当他们通过唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra 获得了净化, 他们才能够理解像《国家梵歌》《圣典》《国家瓦坛》这样的经典。
But they, ordinary people cannot understand the words of the advanced devotees, very advanced devotees.
普通人不能理解非常进步的奉献者到底讲的是什么。
But they can take the shelter of a devotee, a Vaishnava, who knows how to enlighten such people.
但是他们可以托育一个奉献者，一个 Vaishnava.
And they can present the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam on a simple, basic level, so that even the uneducated people can understand.
他们可以以一种非常简单的基础来呈现《国家梵歌》《国家瓦坛》，好让普通人能够接受。
Prabhupada said when he first went to hear his own spiritual master, he said he could not understand what he was speaking about. It was difficult for him to understand.
Prabhupada 也说，当他第一次见到自己的灵性导师的时候，并不理解他的灵性导师在说什么。
But he kept hearing. He didn't go away. And gradually it began to make sense.
但是他不断的聆听，他并没有走开，这样逐渐逐渐的，他就理解了。So
the king said to Jat Bharat, he said, "You're a very exalted personality, and you have descended just to give benefit to the human society."
所以国王就对 Jat Bharat 说：“您是一个崇高的人物。” 您的降临只是为了裨益人类社会。
You have come to give spiritual knowledge. You are a representative of Lord Kapiladev, the incarnation of God, who taught Sankhya Yoga.
您在传授着灵性知识，您是神的化身，Kapila的代表，您在教授着 Sankhya Yoga。
Because remember the king, he was going to Kapila Muni's ashram. He was going there to the Ganga Sagar, where Kapila Muni had his ashram. So Kapila, the king, was a follower of Lord Kapila.
这位国王他本来是要去Ganga Sagar的，主 Kapila Muni的 ashram， 因为他是 Kapila的追随者。
So then the king said to Jat Bharat, he said, "O spiritual master, what is the most secure shelter in this world?"
国王对 Jat Bharat 说道：“哦，灵性导师啊，在这个世界上，什么是最安全的庇护所呢？”
So, remember, Jat Bharat had been Bharat Maharaj 2 births ago. He was born as Bharat Maharaj. He was in a royal family. He was a great king. Then he'd become a deer. Now he's Jat Bharat from the family of a Brahmana. And he'd got all the knowledge. He'd developed all this knowledge about the Supreme Lord.
加德巴拉特，他在两世之前，他曾经是一位皇室的成员，他是一个皇家一个国王。下一世他成为一头鹿，再下一世呢，他是一个婆罗门，因此他拥有对至尊者的知识。
So he could be taken as a representative of the Supreme Lord, a representative of Krishna, just like we sing every day, the spiritual master is the representative of God. Sakshat Daridvena Samasta Shastri.
可以把詹巴拉特当成是 Krishna 至尊主的代表，因为我们每天在八颂灵诗里就唱到了这个歌 Sakshat Daridvena Samasta Shastri.
The spiritual master is not God, but he's the representative of God because he gives the knowledge of God to others.
灵性导师本身并不是神，但他却是神的代表，因为他把知识授予其他人。
So, Jadbarat was seen, the king understood Jadbarat was a representative like that, and he saw and he asked him about the Atma Tattva. He wanted to understand the science of the soul from him.
这位国王就把 Jadbarat 就当成了神的代表。他想从他那里获得 Atma Tattva, 关于灵性的灵魂的知识。
If you want to know about the soul, you have to hear it from the spiritual master. You have to get this knowledge from the spiritual teachers. You don't just get it on your own. You have to get it through the authorized channel, through a person who is actually educated and trained in this knowledge.
如果想获得有关灵魂的知识，必须要从一个灵性导师那里来获取这个这门知识。你不能自学成才，必须要从一位权威的渠道那里获得这门教导，并且受到训练。
So the king says, I see you as a representative of Kapiladev. You're not different. You're passing on the same knowledge as Lord Kapila gave.
所以国王就说，我看出您就是 Kapiladev 的代表，您能授予这门知识。
And you just appear like some dumb person, you just disguise yourself to be some dumb person so that you can understand who is actually the real person, who is a human being and who is not.
您显得就像一个哑巴那样，这样呢，您就能知道谁是一个人，谁是人类，谁不是人类。
So the king said, he said, I am very attached to family life and worldly activities, and I have no spiritual knowledge.
国王说，我非常依附家庭生活，世俗的活动，我没有丝毫的灵性知识。
So I'm putting myself before you. I want you to enlighten me. How can I advance in spiritual life?
我把自己置于您面前，希望得到您的启迪，如何在灵性知识方面取得进步。
So the king, previously he'd been thinking himself to be the king, but Jadbarat had told him, actually you're not the king.Your body may be playing the part of the king, but you're not a king. You're a soul.
自此之前，这位国王一直把他自己当作一位国王。然而，扎德巴拉德玛拉告诉他：“您并不是国王，您的躯体可能扮演着国王的角色，但您是灵魂。”
And Jadbarat also wasn't some dumb person.He also was a soul in the body.
Jadbarat, 他自己也并不是一个哑巴，他是灵魂。
So the body is never equal with the soul. The body, the activities of the body are all just temporary in connection with the material world.
灵魂永远不能和躯体同等对待。躯体它从事这样各种各样的短活动，全都是短暂的，而且它都是在这个受到物质世界的影响。
So the king was convinced about this, and he was very eager to get knowledge from Jad Bharat. He was accepting Jad Bharat as his guru.
国王对此已经确定无疑了，他非常渴望获得知识，因此便把 Jad Bharat 当成他的guru了。
Tad Vijnanam Sagurum Eva Bhagachit from the Mundaka Upanishad.Mundaka Upanishad is a Vedic text, and in the Vedic text it says one must get knowledge from a spiritual master. It's essential. You have to approach a guru to get knowledge.
所以根据 Mundaka Upanishad 这是一部伟大的典籍，这部典籍就宣称一个人要获得知识必须要接近一位灵性导师，这一点至关重要。
You have to find a person like Jad Bharat, who is full and who is very rich in spiritual knowledge. And you have to take the mood of somebody like Maharaj Rahugana. You have to become humble and you have to become eager to know how to get this knowledge, how to make advancement.
因此一个人平时想要获得灵性知识，一定要接近像扎德巴拉的这样的灵性导师，而且他自己呢，必须要像拉胡格纳大师那样，非常的谦卑，渴望得到灵性知识，渴望在灵性知识方面进步。
So the king remembered all the words which Jad Bharat has spoken.And he reminded Jad Bharat, he said, you said you were not tired from carrying the palanquin because the soul is different from the body.
国王就开始重复 Jad Bharat 所说的话，您说您抬轿子并不累，因为您是灵魂，您不同于这个躯体。
So the body would get tired, butI would think the soul would also feel some tiredness.
你躯体会感到疲劳，但是我认为灵魂也会疲劳。
Because although the body is doing the work, the soul also feels some attachment for the work which is taking place. So the king said, this is my thinking about things.
因为躯体在从事着工作活动，然而灵魂也同样依附着这躯体所从事的工作，这就是我的观点。
And you said that the behavior between the master and the servant is not real, it's not actually true.That nobody is actually, you're not actually the master. I'm not actually the master, and you're not my servant. You said like that.
你说主人和仆人的这个行为也不是真实的。我并不是主人，您也并不是仆人。这是您的话。
So the material world may not beEternal may not be real, but the things which are going on in this world, they do affect us.
这个世界上的所发生的事情虽然并非永恒，也并不是真实的，但它们确实会影响到我们呀。
So the material activities are not permanent, but they cannot be said to beIllusion, you know, you can't say they're not real.
这物质世界的物质的活动，它们并非永恒的，但是它们并不是不真实的。
So you can see this is the king. The king is bringing up this point. He's discussing about the difference between the philosophy of the Mayavadi and the Vaishnava.
你看到国王现在开始讨论的就是关于 Mayavada 哲学和 Vaishnava 哲学之间的关系。
The Mayavadis, they say this material world is not real, but the Vaishnavas do not agree. We say, no, the world is real, but it is, we say the world may be temporary, but it is not false, it's real.
Mayavada哲学认为这个物质世界是不真实的，但是根据Vaishnava哲学，这个物质世界虽然短暂， 他们确实真实的，他们不是虚假的。To
give an example, just like at night when you go to sleep and you have a dream, so you may have a dream, and maybe a very terrible dream. So it maybe it's not real because it's a dream, but still because it's such a terrible dream, it affects you. You wake up, you feel shaken by it. You feel disturbed by the bad dream.
比如说在夜晚的时候，您可一个人可能会做梦，他睡觉的时候做了非常可怕的梦。这个梦虽然是不真实，然而这个非常恐怖的梦境会影响到做梦的人，可能让他从梦魇当中醒过来。
So the tiredness which we are feeling is not real so long as we're in the spiritual platform. If you can understand you're not the body, then you're not disturbed by it.
第七题感到了疲累，只要一个人在灵性层面上。 那么他这个疲劳是不真实的，他并不会影响到一个人。But
if we're in the body, if we're thinking we're the body, then certainly we will feel tired.
但是如果一个人他认为他是躯体的话，那无疑他会感到疲劳了。So
we suffer due to it. We will suffer due to our dreams.
因此。 我们会因为我们所做的梦而受苦。
Another example is the water pot is made from clay and it is temporary.
另外一个例子就是这个水罐是用陶土所组成的，它是短暂的。
So we could say, well, there's no water pot, there's only clay. There's just simply clay.
我们便可以声称没有什么这个水罐，也只是陶土而已，全都是土。But
we use that water pot to hold water, and it can perform many functions. It's useful in the form of the water pot.
那我们去使用这个水罐，我们把它当成它的功能是非常有用的呀。So
we cannot say the water pot is not real. It's real.
因此我们便不能声称这个水罐是虚假的，这个水罐是真实的。Then
the king gives some more things which Jadbarat had been saying. He said, you know, Jadbarat said that designations like the body being fat or thin, that they're not the real characteristics of the soul.
国王他又接着重复了扎德巴拉的所说的话，所谓的就是躯体胖瘦这样的特点，这样头衔，他们就是躯体的特征。But
the king said, I don't agree, because if we feel some pain or we feel some pleasure, that is also felt by the soul.
我并不赞成 因为灵当这个躯体感受到痛苦的时候，它也影响到了灵魂。
It gives an example. It said just like if you put milk and rice in a pot and you put it on the fire, then the milk and rice are heated.
他举一个例子，把牛奶和蛋米就是混合在一起，放在罐里头加热。
So in the same way, the body feels pain and pleasure is also felt by the soul, is also felt by the mind, is also felt by the senses.
躯体所感受到的痛苦和快乐，心也感受到了，感官也感受到了。
And the soul is not separate from this.
灵魂并不能将自己从这一切分开。
And then the king said also that you said that the relationship between the king and the subject, or the relationship between the master and the disciple, are not eternal. He said that such relationships are temporary.
你又说国王和他的臣民之间的关系，主人和门徒之间的关系，他们是短暂的。
But the king says, when a person takes the position of a king, his duty is to rule the citizens and punish them if they disobey the laws.
但国王他的职责就是，当臣民倘若要违法乱纪的话，国王有责任惩罚这样的人。
By punishing them, he teaches the citizens to obey the laws.
通过惩罚他们，他教导市民该如何遵纪守法。
But you said also that punishing a person is like grinding pulp, that there's no benefit to it.Or it's like chewing the chewed, that there's no benefit to it.
但是您又说，惩罚这样的人呢，就好像去碾磨那些已经碾磨过的，或者是
挤掉。Harbo money.
How good is that, Mara? Harbo.
Oh, Harbo, you will like how? Did you hear the last sentence?
Yes, I
So the king is arguing, said, if I'm doing my duty, my occupational duty, that is good for me, that will reduce my sinful reactions.
Hare Krishna, Gurmani Mataji, 不行，您那断续的厉害。
哇，那怎么办呢？
您看看，调一调整位置，之前都挺好的。
调整一下位置，看一下。啊，那我到窗这儿，窗户。
啊，现在好多了。嗯，刚才、
啊、那我到窗。
对，您再重新翻一下吧，没听见最后一句的。
好的，嗯。国王就对扎德巴拉的玛拉就是说，您说惩罚一个人是没有用处的，就好像咀嚼已经咀嚼过的食物，或者是碾磨过的谷物一样。
So the king said, everything you spoke, it appears to me to be contradictory.
国王说您对我说的话好像都是自相矛盾的。
And the king said, I was puffed up, thinking I was a king, and I suddenly became an offender to you, so I ask you to forgive me.
国王就对继续对加德巴拉的说，我认为自己是国王，因此我非常的傲慢，因此我对您做了冒犯。
We know very dangerous to offend a devotee.
因为我们众所周知，冒犯去奉献者危险非常严重。
I can understand you're a great devotee. You're the real friend of all living entities. You've come to give spiritual knowledge. So please help me to get free from the bodily conception.
你能明白您是伟大的奉献者，您来此就是为了帮助众生，来赐予灵性的知识，请帮助我来摆脱躯体化的概念吧。
So he asked Jad Bharat to help him to understand all the instructions which Jad Bharat had been giving.
他就恳求 Jad Bharat 来帮助他刚才所给予他的这一切教导。
Okay, so we will stop. Are there any questions?
现在我们来看一下问题。
好，我们稍等一下。
好。
你用手机可以看到问题吗？
我打开一下微信。
我发到你微信上吗？
我看一下，我看一下这个 Skype。要不然您还是读，还是您来读？
哦，好的好的。
谢谢。
好的。丽拉玛大吉的问题，顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译。刚才您讲到启迪的重要性，但是有的时候我们会看到灵性导师或许会拒绝一个门徒的启迪，是什么样的原因导致这样的后果呢？作为门徒该以什么样的心态来面对这样的事情呢？
拒绝一个门徒的启迪，是什么意思？
They don't want to give initiation to somebody, is it?
是不是我们就是领导是拒绝给一个人启迪呢？
是。
They avoid.
Yes.
They avoid giving someone initiation.
嗯。
They may feel that they're not the right person.They're not ready to accept that person as their disciple.
我们可能觉得这个人并不合适启迪，他还没有接受，没有准备好接受这个人。
They may feel the disciple themselves is not ready, or they may feel unqualified themselves to accept that person.
您老师或者是觉得这个候选人他们自身并没有准备好接受启迪，或者是灵性导师感觉自己不具备资格来接受这样的奉献者来做门徒。
Just like sometimes a spiritual master may come and he may not he may feel that he's not going to come to this place regularlySo he doesn't want to accept disciples in that place because he's not involved with the preaching going on in that place and he considers it to be inappropriate for him to accept disciples there because he doesn't have the intention of coming there regularly.
林老师他并不会定期的拜访这个地区，这个地区并非他自己的传教领域，所以他觉得他并不适合接受这个地区的人为自己的门徒，因为他并没有意图 定期的拜访那个地方。
There has to be some rapport, some exchange between the disciple and the spiritual master. The spiritual master should come regularly to give instruction to the disciple, or the disciple should go to see the spiritual master and take instruction from him.
这灵性导师和门徒之间应当存在着交流。灵性导师应当是能够来这个地方给予门徒训示，门徒也应该能够在这个地方见到他的灵性导师。
There has to be some contact there. There has to be some, you know, if you're not going to get association with the Diksha Guru, then it should come through the Shiksha Guru.
在领导和门徒之间应该有接触。如果不能跟一个自己的 Diksha 起立领导师有联系，他应该跟他的师父者夫人，就是师父领导师有联系。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，还有第二部分这个问题，第一部分是为什么解决？第二部分是什么？
第二部分是作为这个奉献者，他该以什么样的心态面对这样的事情？
哦、oh.。Well, they have to understand the position. They have to understand that there's no obligation on the part of the spiritual master to accept the disciple.
他应该理解，就是灵性导师没有义务接受这个门徒。
And there are other spiritual masters. They can always approach someone else.To find another person to be their spiritual master.
还有别的人，他们可以去找别的人当自己的灵性导师。
Now, there are some disciples who really require a lot of attention. They can be very demanding. They all the time they come to the spiritual master and they want to, you know, all the time bother him and.Even little things, they come to the spiritual master about. So some spiritual masters may feel, you know, that I just don't have the time to be able to give to this person, that they want so much attention, that I don't have the time to be able to give them all the attention they want. It will be better for them to find another person to be their spiritual master.
特别需要别人来关注他们，他们有很多的要求，他们有一点点小事就会去找咕噜，就会打扰咕噜。灵性导师呢会觉得自己没有那么多的时间给予别人，给予这样的门徒关注。他们可以去找别的人，找别的灵性导师，别的灵性导师可以给予他们所要的关注。
还有问题吗？
我们暂时还没有新的问题提上来。
Okay, no more questions.So maybe we can stop here tonight.
如果没有问题的话，那今天晚上也许我们到此结束。
Okay, Sati, 早一点结束可以吗？
好的，可以的，咕噜。
Okay.
林娜 Rasha Madaji, 您是要提问吗？没有问题的话我们就结束了。好的 Good day, 我们今天早点结束吧，你也早一些休息。
好，谢谢。 So Ganshiya Guru Mani, Ganshiya Sati, Srila Prabhupada Ki,
Jai,
Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki,
Jai,
Gaur Premanande,
Hari Hari Bo,
Gurudeva
Ki, Jai,
Jai.
好，感谢大家的聆听，我们今天晚课就到这里结束了。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。